Man, is that $5 a month subscription to USA Today really starting to pay off? I got home late last night, turned on Stars on Demand to rewatch BMF, the series about the Black Mafia family, which, by the way, that is a great show. If you haven't seen it yet, I encourage you guys to check it out. I'm reading through my emails. I see one from USA Today notifying me of the latest article from Nancy Armour. For the last 2 years, Nancy Armour has worked relentlessly to convince us that women's sports are just as entertaining as the men. Why are people not watching the WNBA? This league is amazing! Just last night, Breonna Stewart missed a wide open layup, then flossed her teeth with Natasha Cloud's back care. Oh, it was captivating television! We've added a couple thousand new subscribers since we last talked about Nancy Armour. I think it was about 2 or 3 weeks ago. So for those of you guys that are unfamiliar, Nancy Armour is a paid propagandist working at USA Today. Her specialty is making excuses as to why leagues like the NWSL or the WNBA continue to be huge, embarrassing failures. In most cases, Nancy Armour, she blames us dudes for their failure. It's that damn toxic masculinity. Men hate to see strong women prevail. No, Nancy, that's not true. I think for most men, we're just waiting for someone that comes close to resembling an actual woman to play in the WNBA. Brittany Griner, one of the biggest stars in the dump, she can grow a thicker beard than Shaq. And don't get me started on Megan Rapinoe. She looks more like my neighbor's 12-year-old son than she does my girlfriend. Megan Rapinoe, the hero of prepubescent boys across America. Another specialty of Nancy Armour is pretending that these leagues are exploding in popularity when they couldn't be further away from the mainstream. Last Thursday night, something called BattleBots on the Discovery Channel doubled the audience of the WNBA playoffs. For 2 years, every time I read the propaganda written by Nancy Armour, it is centered around this fantasy that the WNBA is surging in popularity. Which is why I was incredibly surprised last night when Nancy Armour tried to convince me that women are in danger. Oh, danger! All my ladies out there, are you scared? According to Nancy Armour, the future of dumps like the NWSL and WNBA, they are facing immediate danger. Now, when you hear that statement, that sentiment, you probably come to several conclusions on your own. Of course they're in danger. No one is watching. The WNBA dump loses $10 million every year. The dump in California, reliant on wind turbines for energy, is now without power. You can think of a variety of reasons these leagues could be on the brink of extinction. Lack of resources, lack of interest, lack of athleticism, lack of funding, lack of representation of anyone closely resembling an actual woman. Matter of fact, when a league like the NWSL has a relatable star they can build around, someone who looks like the girl next door instead of the bearded bouncer at Club Bongo, they fucking bury her. Just ask Jaylene Daniels. We've covered her story extensively here on the channel. According to Nancy Armour, the biggest threat to semi-professional women's sports is the overturning of Roe versus Wade. What? Let me make sure I'm understanding you correctly. Of all the issues negatively affecting the WNBA, you think abortion is the biggest threat? Abortion? How? Aren't most of these women tag-teaming the cucumber? Don't they use plastic sticks to pound their bongo instead of wood? Last I checked, you couldn't get pregnant from cucumber insertion. I don't think Sue Bird has to worry about Megan Rapinoe getting her pregnant. He hadn't hit puberty yet. He's shooting blanks. How in the fuck does abortion even remotely affect the WNBA? Nancy Armour interviewed 30 of what she called professional athletes throughout the WNBA, NWSL, and other women's sports. Now, if dump diving is considered a professional sport, there are millions of bums across America waiting for their woke welfare. If Nancy Armour were a real journalist, she would interview 15 dump divers who were pro-choice and 15 who were pro-life. You know, so her readers get both sides of the argument. But for some reason, Nancy Armour was unable to find one dump diver who represented the pro-life side of the argument. Huh, strange. She started off with Kara Goucher. I don't know how you pronounce her last name. Kara is a former Olympian that 99% of the country has never heard of. Kara, she was, oh, so emotional. I call track and field races. I pretend these subpar performances are amazing. But it makes me cry. If these women live in red states, they'll no longer be competing. They'll get pregnant and... they'll get pregnant and have to keep the baby. Gwen Berry echoed the same sentiment. You guys remember Gwen Berry, right? If you don't, here's a reminder. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Gwen Berry doesn't need to be worried about getting an abortion. This is the same woman who trashed America going into the Olympics last year, then finished dead fucking last. Perhaps Gwen Berry should be more worried about training instead of finding the nearest free clinic to remove the stuck cucumber. Both the WNBA and WSL, they are talking about expansion. Both leagues are looking to add new franchises over the next 2 or 3 years. Why? I don't know. The WNBA dump, they can't even sell out playoff games. Attendance during the regular season consistently below 50% capacity. And that's with them counting possums and starving bums who enter the dump looking for dinner. Attendance across the NWSL, it's flat compared to last season. And the only reason it's flat and not declining is because of the success of Angel City FC. You remove that upstart franchise in Southern California, NWSL attendance would be down this season. Both leagues are losing millions of dollars. Now, we don't know how much money the NWSL is losing since, you know, they don't publicize their numbers. In most cases, when leagues are not disclosing their financial information, it's because they don't want you to know they're failing. But yeah, now's the time for expansion. Anyway, Nancy Armour spoke with WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert about expansion and the possibility of not expanding into red states because of their abortion laws. Dump diva, these women don't want to play in states where their rights are in danger. The dump diva responded, I don't think players would run from red states. They want to use their voices to make change. After all, we're in a very diverse country. What? What? What did you just say? We're in a very diverse country? The entire premise of your league is preaching about lack of diversity in America. I guess Kathy Engelbert didn't consult with Sue Tweety Bird before making that statement. Because Tweety, she said the complete opposite. For every woman, we think about where we're going to play based on our rights. Crystal Dunn, who is a woke welfare recipient in the NWSL, she made her intentions very clear. Playing in a red state is out of the question. Huh. I guess the dump diva is out of touch with her players. Seems to me they don't want to play in half the country. There are a couple of things that are being completely overlooked here. Number one, it might actually be a good idea for the WNBA not to expand into red states. You can't draw flies to a fresh turd in the dumps that you're in now. Most of these dumps are in states with chapters of Woke United Methodist on every corner. If you can't get your brothers and sisters in Woke to come watch you compete in a cucumber insertion contest, how are you going to convince people living in Louisiana to pay money to watch you airball free throws? Number two, if Nancy Armour were a real journalist, this is something that she would have touched on. If you're a dump diver living in an anti-abortion state, there's a simple solution to your problem. Don't get pregnant. It has never been easier to not get pregnant. There are so many forms of birth control. Matter of fact, one of those forms of birth control was mentioned in this garbage from USA Today. Natasha Cloud admitted taking Plan B when she was in college. She had never admitted this publicly before. This was shocking. Natasha Cloud is a lesbian, an open lesbian. For the first time in the history of mankind, a woman took the morning after pill to prevent pregnancy after tag teaming the cucumber with another woman. From what I hear, this method of prevention is 100% effective. This is not the 1970s when you had, what, one, maybe two forms of birth control? I don't know. I wasn't alive back then. Today, there are so many ways not to get pregnant. Yes, accidents do happen. I get it. Nothing is 100% effective in preventing pregnancy besides two women tag-teaming the cucumber. Us men, we're not that fortunate. According to woke logic, when two men pound each other's bongo, they run the risk of getting pregnant. Now, which one is at risk? Possibly both, if each of them fertilize their mythical eggs properly. But seriously, if a WNBA player lived in an anti-abortion state and wanted to terminate her pregnancy, the league pays for it. Not only do they pay for the procedure, they pay all travel expenses. So where is the complaint here? Where is the danger? The most important thing being overlooked in this mythical issue of women's rights and leagues dominated by women pretending to be men, players in the NWSL or WNBA, they don't have any leverage. NFL players, NBA players, they have leverage. Just look at what happened in the NBA during 2020. We might not agree with LeBron James' promotion of mythical racism, but you can't deny the fact LeBron James has leverage. If NFL players were to go on strike over some mythical issue, we might not like it, but they have leverage. Networks would panic. Roger Goodell would panic. Fans would be pissed off when they turn on their TV on Sunday afternoon and their team's not playing. That's what you call leverage. If the WNBA went on strike, it would either go unnoticed or people would celebrate. No one would give a fuck. The thing is, WNBA players are so delusional, they actually believe they have the leverage to implement change. They don't. Towards the end of the article, Nancy Armour claimed that large portions of America remain unsafe for women. I partially agree. Chicago, for example, unsafe for women. Hell, Chicago is unsafe for everyone. New York, Seattle, Los Angeles. Woke cities across the country are unsafe for women. All these red states they're complaining about with lower crime rates, you really expect me to believe they're unsafe for women because they can't have an abortion? If that's the case, don't live there. Go live in Chicago, where you'll be able to get an abortion if you're still alive once you reach the clinic. I just find it incredibly ironic. A dump like the WNBA, full of openly gay women who can't even get fucking pregnant through natural means, continues to fight so hard for abortion. I mean, it didn't make sense, but what the hell do I know? Let me know what you think. Nancy Armour, USA Today, claimed the biggest threat to women's sports is red states with strict abortion laws. Do you agree? If not, you tell me the biggest threat to leagues like the NWSL or the WNBA. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.